Time is just moving so fast. Thank you for joining us. You're dialed into Global Time with Christ Jesus, and I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. Today's Tuesday, and it's March 18th. In fact, it's the 14th day of our prayer journey, where we're covering a period of 40 days leading up and terminating with Palm Sunday, which is effectively April 13th, just a couple of days before Passover. Well, once again, good morning to you and welcome. I have to tell you, I'm so impressed with the fact that so many of you are actually waiting on our intro music to start at the 6 o'clock hour. It's very rewarding and satisfying to me and encouraging. I look forward to this time with you. Anyway, how are you feeling today? I trust that you're feeling well. How are you at the level of the heart? Are you feeling thankful? Are you feeling good about what God has done and what he's doing, and even what you're anticipating that he may do? We come to these prayer sessions with expectation that God will hear our prayer and respond with an active answer in some form. So today, our theme is, we are praying for those who are trapped, along with praying for the nations. And in particular, we're praying for orphans as well, those children who have lost their parents and who are now in some kind of foster care or heading into that direction. And they're away from their birth parents, from the safe and loving environment that's possible with that. So they may be heading towards adoptive parents. Well, that's the children. But then there are orphans of all kinds. There are nations that are orphans. There are adults that are orphans. And there are cities that are orphans. And what we mean by that is there is a tremendous need for the spirit of adoption. And that's what the Spirit of God represents. That's what he does. He brings people into relationship with our Creator, the Father, the ones who created them, the one who created the nations, the communities, families. And we are adopted into his family with a strong connection of peace and security and safety and light. So there are all kinds of orphans that are existing right now. When we're away from God, we're orphans. So we'll be praying for the nations, for orphans, and any other prayer requests that you have. We are here to entertain and agree with you in prayer. I would love to open, if you let me, in prayer. Want to invite God's presence. We know that he is with us, but we want him to know that we welcome him. We welcome the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father, we do thank you on this Tuesday morning. You've given us one more opportunity to arise and to shine and to go forth and glorify your name in all of the circumstances that exist in this day. Father, we know that and are certain about your presence with us. You said you'd never leave nor forsake us. So we thank you today and we bless your holy name. Father, we also want to know that we're righteous in your sight. And we know, Lord, that our ways and our responses often are not raised to the standard of your righteousness. So we ask today to forgive us for our sins of commission and sins of omission, those things that we should have done that we did not do. We ask your forgiveness on this day. Cleanse us. As you pass us by the washing station, so to speak, your altar in the heavenlies, forgive us for our sin. We plea and ask your forgiveness. We plead guilty. We confess our failures. And we also ask for your cleansing. Throw our sins and our faults into the sea of forgetfulness, and we ask for a fresh anointing, a fresh cleansing, that our presence will be a sweet aroma. Our prayers will be as incense to you, pleasurable, in the name of Jesus, who has given us this great liberty, who has provided for us based on his great sacrifice of himself for us. Thank you for seating him at your right hand and causing us to be seated also by Christ Jesus in heavenly places. So we thank you today and we bless your holy name. Well, I'm opening up your lines, and I would love to give you, and am giving you, the opportunity to share a praise report or a prayer request with us. And we invite the spirit of prayer to come upon us so that we will be praying aright. We'll be praying in line with the Lord's plan and purposes for us, for this day, and for the world, for the nations. That's what we do here. So if you have a prayer request, now is a good time to voice it, because your line is open and we can hear you and we know that you're hearing us. Just voice your prayer request or your praise report, and God will be honored and glorified in your act of boldness and submission to his plan and his purposes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, so this is, can you hear me?
Yes, you can be heard. Welcome.
Good morning, Pastor. This is Wanda Holland, and I'm calling. I just want you to continue to pray for my husband. He's been having, like, sleepless nights from the neuropathy in his legs and his feet. You know, he's having a lot of pain. And I ask that you pray for him, and also pray for my mother-in-law, who is now in the White House Nursing Home in Orange, New Jersey. She woke up one morning and she couldn't walk, so they're trying to rehabilitate her and get her back on her feet.
Now, what is your husband's name again?
Repeat
well,
I
that.
Call
your
him
husband.
Buddy. His name is Reuben.
Okay. You call him Buddy. Buddy
yeah.
Holland.
Yes.
Okay. Well, and your mother-in-law, you said?
Is Ruth Holland.
Ruth Holland.
Yes.
Okay.
Sir.
And she's in the nursing home, you said.
Yeah, she's in the White House Nursing Home in Orange.
Okay. Well, God is present to hear. He's listening. He's waiting for us to ask. He loves for his children to ask.
Yeah.
So we're going to ask right now on behalf of Buddy and behalf of Ruth. Dear Father,
thank
we
you.
Come to you as your children. And we thank
yeah.
you, Lord, for the fact that you are the source. Whatever we need is in you. So we come to you today for the release of your anointing virtue towards Buddy Holland. Right now, touch his spirit, touch his soul, and finally touch his body. Father, cause a change that would bring about healing at the level of the spirit, the level of the soul, and the level of the body. so that there will be total deliverance, total restoration, total health. In the name of Jesus, we send your word of healing, because according to your word, it's by his stripes that we are healed. What he took upon himself to make available restoration and health and healing. We send the word of healing right now to Buddy right now. We send the word of healing to Ruth in the name of Jesus. Cause the professionals, the health professionals, to be amazed at the rapid recovery, the rapid healing of these two people in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Wanda, that she has had a mind to call on you for help, because that's where her help comes from. We thank you there, Father, on this Tuesday morning, that you're there. And we know that your phone and your message system is not busy. You have an open ear always to our cry. And we thank you that you've received our prayer request today. We add our faith to that of Wanda on behalf of Buddy and Ruth. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every weapon that the enemy has formed, and we command him to take up his weapon and flee. In the name of Jesus, we install a hedge of protection around these two people for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Wanda, thank you for that prayer request, and God will certainly honor, as he has in the past, your prayers.
Yes, he has.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he has.
And you, yes. Thank you for joining us. That's important as well.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord. Does anyone else have a prayer request? My faith is on the edge right about now. I just sense God's presence and his open court available to us. If you have a prayer request, I would dial it in right now if I were you, because he loves for us to ask, and so we must, while we have this powerful opportunity of combined faith and agreement. It's an opportunity. You can pray anytime by yourself. But it also says in the word that one can put 1,000 to flight. That's valid. But it says two can put 10,000. In other words, the multiplication of faith and agreement is powerful in the earth. And once we learn that secret and capitalize on that, we see God's hand moving, because there's unity, there's agreement, all of those things. Mountains move under the force of prayer in agreement. Okay, we've been listening to the news, I'm sure. Well, if we haven't been listening to it, it has been in our face either way. But we know that today there is a mystery. 270 people are virtually disappeared from general sight. We don't know where they are, but guess who does? The Lord. Nothing is hidden from his eyes. And it occurred to me yesterday, think about this for a moment. It occurred to me on yesterday that the area of the world, of the earth, the nations that we're praying for, include the nations in the very area where they're speculating that this plane might be. Flight 370, Malaysian Flight 370. It so happens that area is what we're praying for. We prayed yesterday for China. We prayed for Taiwan. We prayed for Christmas Island, the Cook Islands. It's all Asia. That's the area over there that they're searching, in the Indian Ocean and all of those places like that. Well, today we'll be praying for French Polynesia, for Guam, for another part of China, Hong Kong, for India. They're looking right now in the Indian Ocean for that flight, that plane. Then we pray for Indonesia, Japan, and Kiribati. All of these are Asian nations, Asian nations that we are praying for, and the Pacific. Isn't God wonderful? He's leading us. So let us now pray for those nations. Those nations have been blinded. We also want to ask God to bring them into agreement so that there can be a focused, successful search and discovery of what happened to Flight 370, because those nations are not able to work together because they don't trust each other. But there's coming a time, that's why God is having us pray, that they will. And they will believe together that He is Lord, and they will say together that He is Lord. Let us pray. Father, we know what it is like to be blinded by our own wrongdoing and held in spiritual bondage. Many in our cities, our nations, our world are trapped in patterns of sin that they cannot see. We invite you, Lord. You are the light of the world. Send your light, penetrating with brilliant healing power for the nations. Free all that are locked in darkness. Pry apart sealed eyelids. Illuminate darkened minds. Wrench open prison doors. Cut the bonds that handcuff hearts. Call each one of them to break free from what has bound them. May they follow you with grateful faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, that as the light you will continue to shine. You will rescue many in our city, in our families, in our community from the dominion. We pray that you would hold back the darkness, extending the time of light, so the day of deliverance, the day of salvation, is just a little longer, so that many will turn and begin to follow the King. We also pray that His light will penetrate every dark place in our families, in our community, our cities, and our nations. The nations of French Polynesia, the nations of Guam, the nations of Hong Kong, the nation of India, the nation of Indonesia, the nation of Japan, the nation of Kiribati, that your light would cut through the darkness, the demonic strongholds that linger and circumscribe those nations. The flags of darkness would come down in the name of Jesus. And the flag of liberty and light will be raised. The standard of the cross will appear. And that the nations, individuals, communities, and families will choose, after seeing the light, to follow Jesus Christ and walk with him in complete submission and obedience. So we thank you, dear Father, for what you've done and what you're doing in those nations even right now. This we pray on behalf of Asia and the Pacific. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Just want to share with you a brief scripture quickly. It's taken from Isaiah chapter 42, verse 6 and 7. And it says, I, the Lord, have called you, the Messiah, for a righteous purpose and in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and will keep you. I will give you for a covenant to the people Israel, for a light to the nations, Gentiles, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from the dungeon, and those who sit in darkness from the prison. And here's another one. John 12:35. So Jesus said to them, you will have the light only a little while longer. Walk while you have the light. Keep on living by it, so that darkness may not overtake and overcome you. He who walks about in darkness does not know where he goes. He is drifting. That's right. Without the light, something else occupies, and that's darkness. That's right. Darkness. And so the world needs the light of the sun, and we're talking S-O-N, even more than we need the light of the S-U-N. And when there's a turning away from the light, and that happens every day on earth, the earth turns. The sun doesn't go anywhere. It's there. But the earth turns. And when the earth turns, you find we get darkness because we're turning away from the light. But then as we keep turning, like we are right now, the sun begins to appear because now we're turning towards the light. And so in a few minutes, we begin to see daylight, for which we can be thankful. Isn't that wonderful? Well, it's the same way with the Son of God. We turn towards him, there is light. We turn away from him, there's darkness. Well, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Do you have a prayer request or a praise report? We're here to join you, join our faith to yours. And I'd love to give you, which I am at this moment, the opportunity to speak in faith. Begin the day that way. The Lord is waiting. He's waiting on us, and he's waiting on you to ask. Hallelujah. Praise his name. He that asks shall receive. That's how it works. Fortunately, that's how it works. Well, we'll continue on our prayer target listing, if you will. And we do want to remember the families of the Malaysian flight, of the passengers of Malaysian flight 370. Have you ever seen anything like that? I know I haven't. I mean, maybe 100 years ago, maybe 50 years, maybe 25 years ago, maybe. You might imagine something like that happening where there's no trace as yet. Now, there's some place, that's for sure. So we're going to ask God to bless the families of the passengers. And we know that their children who are missing their loved ones. I mentioned yesterday of two boys who begged their dad not to go. He was going to China, and that's where the flight was headed, to take up a new job. And they wrapped their arms, these little fellows, around his leg and begged him not to go. And he comforted them by telling them he's going to return with their favorite gifts and things like that. He wanted to pacify them because he was wanting to do what he felt as the head of his household to do. That is to seek out meat and bread, so to speak. So let's pray for that family and for all the other families that are languishing in extreme anxiety and despair at this point. Father, once again, we come to you, and we know that we are not imposing upon you. You want us to ask. And Father, for those families that are unable to represent themselves to you on this day, we come on all of their behalf. We feel some sense of their pain and their anxiety, their fears, their concerns. And we know that you do so even more than we, because you know the end from the beginning. And we thank you, Lord, that there can be hope. There can be a sense of release and restoration, even at the end of this. And Father, you know the answers. We pray, O God, that you would comfort these families. They would sense some kind of peace, some kind of order, some kind of compassion coming from you. And they even venture to call on your name. We pray right now for each of them, beginning with the children, the little ones who have no means to understand what is happening. And Father, we know that you're touched with their feelings. You're touched. So we thank you right now for the peace, the calm that you're sending over them, a peace that passes all understanding. They won't know, they won't be able to understand why they're not in complete despair any longer. But certainly, they'll welcome a much-needed rest. There are many that may not have slept over the last dozen days or so since the disappearance of the flight. Unable to sleep, one man's son was on that flight, and he confessed he could not sleep at night. Father, rest and sleep comes from you. So we ask on behalf of all of those families, your children, husbands, wives, parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts, all of those relations, that peace would come. And Father, we ask for divine supernatural wisdom for those that are involved in the search, so that these people can be found, dead or alive, they can be found, and found soon, in the name of Jesus, who knows and rules over everything. He is King, and to him be the glory and the honor and the praise and power now and forevermore. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Father, we are looking for a testimony of your greatness coming out of this situation, whatever it is, that you are able, behind this dark cloud, to have your glory come forth for all to see, for the entire earth, for the nations, to begin to go beyond suspicion, to know that there is God and that you are almighty and awesome. We thank you on this day for answering our prayer on behalf of those families, on behalf of those passengers, whether they be dead or alive. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Don't know about you, but I felt that prayer. I felt a peace come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Every time I think about that situation, I'm just amazed. And I don't venture to even try to imagine what they must feel, the family, for these last dozen days or so. I think it's going on about 12, it's probably 11 or 12, something like that. I'm losing count, and I'm sure they are. Yeah, it must be something. These kinds of things cause the world to become really, really small, because they're not simply over there somewhere. They're us. They're we. There's trouble everywhere. But God is bigger. Hallelujah. What do we do without him? If you don't know him, trust him today. Yes. Trust him. He's real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to thank all of you for partnering with us today in prayer, being on our prayer team. Thank you for helping to carry the load of interceding for the nations, for families, for individuals, for children. So we thank you right now. I would like to pray before we go for a family that we just got to know, we just met, people, a wonderful family, they're people, beautiful people. And they're endeavoring to follow God, coming from exactly where they are at. And it's the Alexander family, and we want to pray for them right now, that they would become a representative family. They would be as a city set on a hill. Their family would shine brightly. Their homes would be light spaces, spaces of light, in other words. Let's pray for them right now, that God's salvation would come to their lives, their spiritual houses, and then beams forth from their physical abode, right in their communities, right among their family and neighbors. Father, we pray for the Alexander family, whom you love so much that you gave your only begotten Son, so that if and when they have ventured to trust you because of him, that they would have the light so transmitted to them that they themselves will begin to radiate as a reflection of you among themselves, in their community, in their city. Raise them up, Lord. Free them from all of the traps of sin. Let your blood come forth as a tide of cleansing for the entire family, from the youngest to the eldest. In the name of Jesus, we lift them up today. They are part of our community. Cause them and where they live to be a light post, an outpost of your glory. In the name of Jesus, all of their needs are met in you. And Father, with the power and authority that you've given to us, we are able to stand and say to the adversary, commanding him to take up, and we say, Satan, to take up your weapons and flee. Flee from the atmosphere and the abode of this family, of the Alexander family. We shut the door to every demonic force and influence in the name of Jesus on this day, the 18th of March. And Father, we open the door so that your Son, the King of Glory, can come in and take up his rightful place. Because they are his. Rightfully, they belong to him. Legally. Because you said you'll give him the nations and the utmost parts of the earth. So we claim them today as part of a nation. Raise them up with life everlasting. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, once again, thank you for joining us. Our time is winding down. I want to take that time to remind you, and you may want to mark these dates. The Wednesday, April the 16th, it's a Wednesday, and we will be celebrating the Passover with a Seder. A Seder is a meal, and the word Seder means order. And the Passover celebration is what we engage in more so than the Easter celebration. Because the Passover was given by the Lord, not as a holiday, but as a holy day. So we're learning the distinctions between holidays and holy days. And so the Passover, we are proposing to celebrate that on Wednesday, April the 16th at our facility, 985. Well, actually, it's next door. So it's still our facility, but 987 South Orange Ave here in the great city of Newark. And on the Tuesday, which is the night before, and that's when Passover officially begins, at sundown on Tuesday, April 15th, we will be celebrating with Bethel Church Ministries International, where Dr. Gloria Harris is the overseer there, the senior pastor. And she's in Israel right now, by the way, with some other of our friends. They're coming back on this Thursday. Early in the morning, they'll arrive back at Kennedy Airport. But the Passover, we invite you to join us. And you will need to make reservations because seating is limited. This is a time of fellowship and time of dining and celebration. And while it is free, we will receive a love offering to help us to handle the expenses. And of course, those of you who have done anything with us know that we like to do things in a really excellent way. So you can expect that we'll be doing this in great style, so to speak, as if Jesus himself is sitting at the table with us. So that's April 16th. Then on June 8th, and I'd like you to pray for these events, June 8th, which is, we'll be celebrating Pentecost. That's Pentecost Sunday. And we'll be celebrating that with about, I don't know, another 49, 50 churches in Branchbrook Park in Newark. And that's at about 4:30 in the afternoon on Sunday, June 8th. So write that in, pencil that into your calendar. And about over 50 churches are coming together. We'll be blanketing the area leading up to that event with gospel literature. We'll have tents, prayer tents, and there'll be healings and deliverances and all those things taking place on that day. If you'd like to participate, please let me know. You can text me for those of you who have my number, and or you can call the office. And the office is, the number there is 973-399-2507. And you can leave a message if at any time of the day you can call and leave voicemail. So those are two things that are important to us that we're looking forward to. And finally, on today I have a very special meeting where I'm negotiating on behalf of our ministry with some individuals who want to be of extreme help to us. And so we're looking to put the pieces in place. So today at 10 o'clock, I'll be meeting with these folk, or the representative, and let's believe God that everything favorable will occur for us. Doors will remain open and allow us to do some awesome things at our facility. So God bless you. I want to have us leave from each other's presence with a benediction. I think it would be a good thing. And so let us listen up for that from 2 Thessalonians, verse 5 and verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, that is. Well, praise God, and I look forward to being with you again on tomorrow morning at the same time, same station. May God bless you all day today as you walk with him.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
God bless everyone. God bless you, Pastor Sister Liz.
Praise the Lord.
God bless everyone. Walk in peace and victory. Shalom.
Thank you. Thank you.